With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As I'm sure you can understand, I consider the 10 people on this list insane. With that in mind, I'm Sean Ferrick for Trek Culture, and here are 10 actors who turned down Star Trek. Number 10, Michelle Forbes, Roel Aaron. If you are looking at this and going, has this guy ever watched Star Trek? Fair. Michelle Forbes turned down the chance to play Roel Aaron as a main character in Star Trek Deep Space Nine. She'd originated the role in the episode Ensign Row of The Next Generation and went on to appear again in episodes like Disaster, Rascals, and of course Preemptive Strike. The role that would become Major Kira was then written with Roel Aaron in mind, but Forbes wasn't ready at that point to commit to an ongoing series. Now, her fate is left open-ended. She leaves in Preemptive Strike to go and join the Maquis, but we never see a body. So, you never know. Fingers crossed, stranger things have happened. Number 9. Kim Cattrall, Savick, and Major Kira. When Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, was in pre-production, originally, the role that would become Valeris was Savick. Robin Curtis wasn't available to reprise the role, and Kirstie Alley wasn't going to either, so Kim Cattrall was approached, but she didn't want to be the third actor to play the same part. Gene Roddenberry also didn't want Savick to become a villain, so the character was rewritten to become Valeris. Now, a couple of years later, when DS9 was in pre-production, Kim Cattrall was again approached, this time to play Major Kira. Now, for pretty much the same reason as Michelle Forbes, she turned down the chance to appear as a main character in DS9 to focus on her film career. Now, while the film career has been... that little HBO show she did, that did okay. Number 8. Frank Sinatra Jr., Vic Fontaine. DS9 took chances when it was on, and with one of those things it did was it introduced the character of Vic Fontaine. Here we had a 60s Las Vegas lounge singer in a show that was set off in the wild of the frontier with a war going on around it. Basically, I loved Vic Fontaine. James Darren is brilliant in the role. He brings that kind of cool to the scenes that you kind of can't buy. Like, he's just naturally great. So it's a little bit surprising then when I found out that it was actually written for Frank Sinatra Jr. Now, he wanted to be on the show, but he only wanted to play an alien, and the character had to be human by the very definition of 1960s Las Vegas lounge singer. So unfortunately, Frank Sinatra Jr. turned it down. Fortunately, James Darren came in. So, it's a kind of a... it worked out okay in the end. Number 7. Jeffrey Hunter, Captain Pike. Now, anyone who's seen me talk about Jeffrey Hunter knows I love his performance as Captain Pike in the original pilot of The Cage. I would have loved to have seen a version of Star Trek where he was the main captain for the run of it. I love Kirk, and I love Shatner as Kirk, but... truth be told, we didn't get nearly enough Jeffrey Hunter. Now, when the first pilot was rejected and it was retooled into Where No Man Has Gone Before, Hunter declined to return for this role. This was for a myriad of reasons, but, you know, in a nutshell, effectively, he was persuaded that his film career was going to do better than a TV career. Unfortunately, this story has a bit of a sad ending, because... he didn't return. He then went on to appear in several more movies, and on the set of one of those movies, there was an accident where an explosion that was supposed to blow a window out and away from him, in fact, blew it in, causing an issue with his brain. Then, the next year, he had a stroke, tripped, fell on some steps, and died. It is a sad story anyway, at least we have his performance in the cage to remember him by. Geoffrey Hunter, gone far too soon. Number 6, Genevieve Bouchot, Captain Janeway. When Star Trek Voyager was going into production, Genevieve Bouchot was cast as Elizabeth Janeway in Caretaker. Now, after 2 days of filming, she opted to leave. Now, she'd been sought out because she was an Academy Award nominated actress for her role as Anne Boleyn. Now, it was perhaps the rigors of the day-to-day television schedule of filming, which is why she was just not prepared to take on what Voyager would become. Now, of course, Kate Mulgrew was then cast. The character was rejigged to become Catherine Janeway. Years later, Mulgrew would sit down with William Shatner for his series The Captains and discuss the intensity of filming days for the entire run of Voyager. So, in a way, you can't blame Bouchot because she didn't want to do 18-hour days, and that's kind of what Voyager remained for the rest of its run. She opted out. You know what? Fair play to her. I'm delighted we got Kate Mulgrew. Win-win. Number 5. Benicio Del Toro, Khan. Long before Star Trek Into Darkness ever hit the cinemas, there was already a lot of talk about what was going on behind the scenes. Now, everyone knew Khan was going to be in the film. They went to so many silly lengths to say that, oh, no, it's not Khan, definitely not Khan, absolutely not Khan. It's John Harrison. Anyway, very early on, everyone knew that Benicio Del Toro was up for a role. It didn't take a genius, okay? Ricardo Montalban had kind of set the template for Khan. Benicio Del Toro could have very easily stepped into that template. Now, there's conflicting rumors as to why it didn't work out, money being one of those rumors. And eventually, Benedict Cumberbatch would go on and take on the role. Now, he delivers a fine performance as Khan, but no is the short answer to that. He is very, very good. And had he just played his own character of John Harrison, had he just been a rogue Starfleet officer, great, he would have been fantastic. But he had all of the weight of Space Seed and the Wrath of Khan behind him, which unfortunately just made the role, didn't really work. Number 4, Sean Connery, Cybok. Star Trek V: The Final Frontier, for its many, many, many flaws, did something brilliant. It introduced the character of Cybok. However you feel about Spock suddenly gaining a sibling that we knew nothing about, Lawrence Luckenbill's performance as Cybok is truly a high point of this film. The character was originally written to be played by Sean Connery, and he couldn't take on the role because he had already committed to playing Indiana Jones' dad. And considering how well that worked out for him, look, he made the right shout. And in a way, he's still in Star Trek V because the mythical planet of Shakari, Sean Connery, is named for him in tribute. It's kind of a nice way of honouring him. He couldn't take on the part, but it seems like there was no hard feelings on any side about it. Number 3, Tom Hanks, Zefram Cochrane. Tom Hanks is an out and proud Trekkie, and has been for years and years and years. When 1996's Star Trek First Contact was on the way, the role of Zefram Cochrane was specifically written with Hanks in mind, who was interested in taking on the part. However, he had already committed to his first directorial debut of That Thing You Do. Now that is, it is of course a shame, because Tom Hanks, if nothing else, would have brought a star power to Star Trek that, for better or worse, has been a little bit lacking throughout its history. James Cromwell is brilliant in the role. I wouldn't change his performance for a second. Of course, I would love to see a version of the film that had Tom Hanks playing the part as well. It's fine. Just give me a remake, but with Tom Hanks, but then we can just have both, right? Right? Number 2. Martin Landau, Spock. Now, we go all the way back to the beginning, and when Spock's character was being created, Leonard Nimoy was not the first actor approached for the role. Martin Landau was approached. Now, he was fairly big at the time and would remain a successful actor for pretty much the rest of his life. He would be known, obviously, in the 90s for Ed Wood, but going back before that, he was a star of Mission Impossible and other such roles. He turned down the part of Spock because he saw the character to be very wooden, and the emotionless state of being was, in his words, the antithesis of why he became an actor, because there was nothing really nothing really to do with the part. Now, obviously, we have the hindsight. You know what I mean? He made his decision based on what he saw on the page, and fair enough. Nimoy went on to absolutely define this character, this giant of science fiction, and poor old Lando. Well, it could have been Spock, man. Come on. He didn't know. Number one, Yaphet Kotto, Jean-Luc Picard. Now, of course, when anyone says Jean-Luc Picard, you can't not think of Patrick Stewart. He is Picard. Picard is Patrick Stewart. Simple as. Now, when they were going through the casting process for Encounter at Farpoint, Patrick Stewart was far from Roddenberry's ideal actor for the part. In fact, out of the people who have been sought for the role, Yaphet Kotto was one of them. We all know he had appeared in 1979's Alien, so, you know, he could do sci-fi. There was no problem with that. He'd also turned up in James Bond as well. Sure, listen, the man knew what he was at. Potentially didn't have the foresight because he turned down the part of Picard. Again, as a recurring theme on this list, as he wanted to concentrate on his film career. And look, fair enough. He did, however, state in later years that turning down the part of Captain Picard was one of the great regrets of his career.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.